Elsa. I'm a senior at West High School, and I'll be introducing our next few speakers. So our next speakers are Stephanie Salgado and Sophie Guthier. Stephanie Salgado is a senior lead from Memorial High School with a dream to change the world for her generation. She fights to make environmental justice movements more inclusive. Sophie Guthier is a Madison youth activist and a logistics lead for the strike, who has organized around several issues such as gun violence, gender sexuality identity, intersectionality, and fixing our school systems. Sophie currently does a lot of her work with the Lucy Air Center and mobilizing youth voices. Please welcome them.
All right. Hey, guys. All right. Let me tell you a little story that I experienced, and I hope none of you experience any day. Dragged by the waves that were pulling me back into the ocean was my reason to run even further along the waves with my cousins. We giggle as the orange-toned sky covered the sand of our naked bodies filled by happiness. Here in Omoa, Honduras, a small country in Central America, was my happy place. Everybody has their happy place that can be traced back in their minds. Having just a few days left before attending our needed responsibilities in the city of Tegucigalpa, coming back to the beach the next day was detrimental for my family, my friends, and my childhood. Syringes, water bottles, toothbrushes, straws, and plastic bags haunted the waves. I ran along the white walls that guided me to the beach, and that's when I stared at it. The filth that the water was dragging expressed itself as a brown trail. I felt powerless the more I would try and collect the plastic at the tide. While crying, my uncle picked me up and told me, "It's useless what you're doing. This won't be solved immediately." I left my weak, burnt body land carelessly in the sand. My tears sunk into the sand. It was devastating to see my childhood memory turned into a nightmare. For the last 3 years I've lived in Madison, the most environmental activism I have seen has been a sharing a Facebook post of a turtle with a straw in its nose. United Nations scientists have told us that we only have 11 years left to fix global climate change, or its effects will be irreversible. We cannot move forward as a society with the mindsets that climate change won't affect the generations alive today. We have to listen to science. There is no doubt that the people are already feeling the effects of climate change. Our state literally stopped functioning for a week because it was too cold to even exist outside. With climate change comes warmer summers and colder winters like the polar vortex that we just experienced. Harsher weather will continue to occur, just like the hurricanes that happen down south and the California fires that blaze through homes. And like most things, these impacts will affect marginalized groups the most. When those hurricanes came, rich people were able to escape, and when they came home, they could fix their houses. Poor people were left stranded on their rooftops and left without their homes. Climate change isn't only about some polar bear on an iceberg, it's about people's lives. We have to recognize that environmental issues are everybody's issues. Environmental justice has been stigmatized as a white hippie problem, a problem that will be solved by technology, a problem that has to do more with beliefs, a problem that only white people care. My white Latina mother once said, "En la tardanza está el peligro," meaning that the more time we take disregarding this problem, the more dangerous will it become. We need to start working on technologies to fix this problem. If our technologies don't start catching up with us, climate will catch up with us. Time is running out. We believe that climate justice comes in clean and drinkable water, and that we can't drink oil, so keep it in the soil. Time is running out. We need to realize that farming is not a factory business. Yes. Earth doesn't like monoculture, and very soon it will get rid of it. Time is running out. No piece of metal is worth more than our existence. Sustainability is working for you, not against you. Time is running out. This movement will not be whitewashed. We, the minority, we will scream and shout until our voices are heard. We won't be quiet.
All right, give them another round of applause. And next up, we have Ali Muldrow, parent, writer, advocate, and Madison Metropolitan School District Board candidate. Ali Muldrow is co-director of the G-Safe, Gay-Straight Alliance for Safe Schools, and director of youth programming and inclusion at G-Safe. Ali grew up in a multiracial family where identity was discussed at the dinner table and difference was celebrated. She is passionate about consent, freedom, learning, and human rights. Ali is committed to bringing innovation and love to all that she does. A lifelong Madisonian, Ali is committed to empowering all, and as such, she believes in giving students the opportunity to flourish their creativity and intelligence. Please welcome Ali Muldrow.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
My name is Ali Muldrow. My pronouns are she, her, hers. The time has come to reimagine the world, to stand together and do what is right, to create a world that is sustainable. We are going to have to walk the walk and think outside of the box. If we want plastic-free schools, if we want citywide composting, we are going to need new people who have big dreams. And we are going to have to aim for what is best for everyone. Because when it comes to the world, we are in this together. There will be people who tell you that it's too late, that this is the way it has always been and it will never change. And when they tell you that, know that you are not the first person to be told you cannot change the world. In fact, you are in great company. Not believing the people who are working against you is the first step to changing the world. Know that you are not the only one in this fight for the future that is joyful and possible. Know that you have everyone who has ever refused to give up on love and justice on your side. I came here today not to speak, but to call you what you are, heroes. I want to thank you for organizing. I want to thank you for recycling and picking up litter when you see it. I want to thank you for showing up in the streets. I want to thank you for your interest in electrical engineering. I want to thank you for organizing class trips to landfills and wind farms. And thank you for knowing loving each other will not fail us. Thank you for being daring enough to try changing the world. Thank you for making our community better. Because if there is anything working in education has taught me over the last 12 years, it's that when the young people of Madison have the will to do something great, to accomplish something beautiful, the best is yet to come. You all are just getting started, and I am so proud to stand with students. Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
I believe that we will win.
All right, thank you, Ali.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Our next speaker Mayingen Wolf Garvin is an Anishinaabe and Ho-Chunk student attending Madison East High School. She is passionate about raising awareness surrounding climate change and social justice issues in her community, and is a strong believer in youth voices. Please welcome Mayingen.
Good afternoon. My name is Mayingen Wolf Garvin. I am 17 years old and a member of the Ho-Chunk and Anishinaabe tribes here in Wisconsin, and I belong to the generation that is being robbed. We should be embarrassed as a country, as a world, as a people, that we have let climate change get this far as children begging for a change and for a future. We are embarrassed that this is what it has come down to. We are not asking for change on behalf of more resources for ourselves, more luxury, or more ease. We are asking for change on behalf of life. If it is not enough to protect our earth, then is it even enough to protect the people we teach to call it mother? From the beginning, saving our oceans, our land, our air itself should have been enough. But now it has come down to generations asking for change on behalf of themselves and the generations after. It has escalated to a point where saving our earth isn't even enough, and we've had to shift the perspective, asking to save ourselves. Being Indigenous, I have grown up with the respect for the earth incorporated into almost every aspect of my life. I've been taught since I was a little girl that we as human beings are only one part of a bigger picture, and that all life around us is essential to our own. I was told there were spirits in the rocks by the lake, in the waves that lapped at the sand, in the trees that cast their shadow over the water. I was taught that the earth raises us and that we cannot control it. We can only add or take away. Everything is connected and everything relies on something or someone else for survival. Indigenous cultures around the world have always understood the importance of our earth. This is evident in our art, in our ceremonies, even in our language. Yet today, Indigenous land is the biggest target for toxic waste dumps, landfills, and factories. The cultures who have understood the value of land since the beginning of time have been forced to live in the least valuable and most inaccessible parts of the country and have had their sacred ground contaminated and eroded. Environmental issues affect us all no matter what. We have been urging each other to change for the earth and now for ourselves. But behind the scenes, we are all affected differently. Climate change is specifically hurting marginalized populations and minorities. Race determines your level of exposure to air pollution more than any other factor, including income and education. We have been experiencing the effects of our actions for years now, but people of color are being especially hurt by the destruction. The Native communities who have passed down the practices of giving back and living with the earth for their entire histories are losing their lands to floods and droughts, their water to pollution, their sacred crops and animals to rising temperatures that affect soil composition and water levels. Projects after projects promising economic prosperity and job opportunities cycle through reservations and only leave increased health risks, including higher exposure to radiation and higher rates of cancer. The damage done to our earth has gotten so bad that the cultures it is most important to are unable to cope with or head off the effects. Our lakes are being poisoned. Our rice beds are unable to produce good harvests. I'm here to make a change, not only for myself, but for my culture. Every day we lose more and more of what is central to our belief systems, and we grow farther and farther away from our connection to the living things on this planet. I am here to make a change for my way of life. We have come so far as a world on so many different issues, but we cannot forget our roots or where we come from. And where we come from is this earth. We need to hold it in our hearts and understand that we hold it in our hands. If we as children must act the role of our leaders, then so be it. We will not be ignored. We will not be robbed. Action is already years late, and soon it will be too late. Climate change is an ongoing problem and will not be cured in one day. We are killing our earth, and in doing so, we are killing ourselves. The damage we have done to our planet is a harsh truth that requires us to be harsh with ourselves and get real with change. Let us start being a people who adds to our world instead of just taking. Let it start with us. Let it start now.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Whose house?
When I say people, you say people. When I say people, you say power. People, people. When I say people, you say power. People, people.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lily Starr, and I'm a sophomore at West High School. I'm so happy today with the turnout for our strike, and I'm very proud to be a part of this worldwide movement. Vic Barrett is our next speaker. Vic Barrett is a 19-year-old activist who has faced the detrimental impacts of Hurricane Sandy firsthand. Barrett is a fellow with the Alliance for Climate Education and spoke in Paris at the COP21 UN Conference on Climate Change and the United Nations headquarters in New York City for the high-level thematic discussion on achieving the Sustainable Development Goals during his travels around the world. Vic spends his time organizing climate campaigns and has expressed his passion for climate change and human rights on a global scale countless times. Please give a warm welcome to Vic Barrett.
Hey guys, thank you for coming out. No, it's chilly. Maybe not to you guys. I'm not from Wisconsin, but like... I'm so glad to see y'all out here, especially some of you with the Youth v. Gov posters up. I was really excited to speak today. I'm currently also a plaintiff on a lawsuit against the U.S. federal government, suing them for violating our generation's constitutional rights by perpetuating the global climate crisis through subsidizing and developing fossil fuels internationally. So resilience. Resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness, a word often used to positively characterize someone or something, used to inspire the change makers, the organizers, the leaders. We often forget, though, that in our world dominated by social constructs and hierarchies, that resilience is not always grasped for or striven towards. It's necessary. Some of us are blessed with the ability to withstand the unthinkable in our blood, in our brains, in our ancestry, in our history. My mother migrated from Honduras to Brooklyn, New York, overcoming language barriers, racism, sexism, xenophobia, all at the age of 16. Her mother made the same journey before her, leaving behind a family, crossing an unknown land, only to be subjected to a society that didn't even see her as human. They sacrificed to provide me with a life that could allow me the mobility to be happy, to be successful. They understood giving up their own comforts to protect a life not even introduced to them yet. This is what we've been asking those in positions of leadership to do for years in regards to the way in which we protect our lands and our communities. They're meant to represent us, to build the framework for the world that we're gonna inherit, and the concept of considering posterity is so foreign to them that they still act in ways that cause irreparable damage to youth and generations to come. We stand here in the shadow of a government that shows general lack of care for people and for posterity. A government that's continuously abandoned its most vulnerable, abandoned the future, and abandoned the present. We live in a country that's watched its coast burn for days while someone in power was inevitably planning the next fossil fuel infrastructure project. We live in a country that saw black people washed away from their homes on the Gulf Coast while we fought a war to profit off fossil fuels. We live in a country where Native people are tortured for trying to protect their water. And where people of color inhale more pollutants than white people while producing less. Climate change encompasses issues of justice. We young people were born into a world literally incapable of sustaining us. I have 370 parts per million tattooed on my arm. That was the amount of carbon in the atmosphere that was in the year that I was born, in 1999. The general consensus among scientists is that we need to be at least then 350 parts per million for a sustainable future. You today have literally been born into a world past the point of being able to support us. Damn, it's windy up here. I'm sorry. There's a lot of importance in being young. Youth is when you develop your own individuality based on your experiences. It's when you learn to have fun and not take life for granted. Every day is a day to seize and make the most out of. It's when we learn that some of the fantasies that we build in our mind can come true, like dreams of a world that work better than the one we were born into. It's when we learn how to express our thoughts and imaginations into words, movements, and actions. It's when we begin to value relationships and interact with the world around us so that our brains can soak everything in. And in order to do this, we need a stable environment. Our spontaneity, the ability to go out into the world and explore, is what develops future leaders. It's what creates empathy, and it's what ensures lessons learned from real experiences. We need a planet we could breathe on. We need a planet we can grow on. We need a world we can steer in the direction of progress and not just profit. We need a stable climate to be something we could rely on while we navigate a world that doesn't allow us to trust much. We should at least be able to trust in our ability to care for the one home we have when we live in a world where you can't trust the people you've let represent you to actually do the fundamental part of their job. I've been worried at times that the amount of love and care necessary to fight these issues don't exist. But it does. It exists in the pressure we feel in our hearts. It exists in the urgency of our motivation. Our generation knows what we want. We want a planet we could live on, one free of further climate catastrophe motivated by selfish motivations. We want those who come after us to be born into a world more ready for them. We want generations before us to not have to be activists, not have to do the work outside of the work of just growing up and being young in order to literally save the world we live on. Today, hundreds of thousands of young people take to the streets all over the world, exemplifying the power we have to control our future. Young people aren't here for business as usual or the status quo. We've seen where that's gotten us. In today's world, where you can most protect yourself by sitting on the sidelines and not shaking up the discourse, all of us here are being revolutionary. It's been our only choice from day one. We are a generation of renegades. We're leaving behind the flawed principles of the world that we were born into. Turn your head to the person next to you. Look at the people here. Think of the millions of youth around the world who want a stable planet too. If you ever feel down, if it ever feels too big, know you've got the best team on your side. We've got the power of an entire generation on our side. Thank you.
Thank you for your wonderful speak, Vic. Our next speaker, Lily Raddick, is a freshman at East High School. Lily is passionate about her work within her neighborhood and speaking out about issues including climate change, sexual assault prevention, and mental illnesses. Lily has been working as a crucial part of our communications team organizing this strike, and I'm happy to be introducing her to you today. Please welcome Lily.
All over the world, fossil fuels and coal are being used to power houses, charge phones, and get us from one destination to another. But Earth is suffering from holes burned in our ozone, dust covering our playgrounds from coal, and mines tunneling the very ground upon which we are standing. We can change the way we go about life. We can create a better world, and we can lead the green revolution. Our nation can and will go 100% renewable energy when we put our time and effort into revitalizing our planet. In 2018, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change concluded that we have 11 years to drastically change our ways before the effects of climate change will become irreversible. By the time 11 years comes around, our generation could still be in college. We might be married, even with kids. If we don't take action, our families will not have the opportunity to enjoy our beautiful world like we did. They will not be able to explore the forests and lakes of the Boundary Waters, recently commissioned to coal companies for mining, or to swim in the Monona and Mendota Lakes here in Madison. There is still a chance that we can give our futures and our children's futures the opportunity to thrive in a healthy environment. We can achieve our dream world. We would have the United States using only renewable energy, including wind, solar, and hydroelectric power. We can upgrade our power grid and hire a board to supervise the clean energy transition and continuity throughout the years. We can shut down our coal mines and plants while denying any bribes from the companies running those previous facilities. We can get rid of all drilling and usage of fossil fuels while providing more jobs in the clean energy industry for those who were previously working within the poisoning conditions of the corporates responsible for these practices. I support climate justice because I love seeing the stars, breathing in the air from the trees, the way that the wind roars in my ears when I get lost in the driftless county of Wisconsin. I support climate justice because I love the people of this earth and I don't want to lose them in a world that cannot be saved. I support climate justice because I can look out my window and see smokestacks when really all I want to see are trees. So join me in changing our world to make it a safer home for all of us. Join me in making our city and our state transition to 100% renewable energy by contacting our government and promoting green legislation. Join me in creating compost systems at schools, buying from secondhand clothing stores. Join me in fighting for the earth when it cannot fight for itself, because there is no planet B. Thank you.
Thank you, Lily. Our final speaker is Isabella Spitznagel. She's a junior at West High School and is a passionate lover and voice for the environment with plans on pursuing a career in climate advocacy. As the Madison lead, Isabella has been very involved in the planning of today's strike, and she's also involved with the campaign for the Green New Deal in Madison. Please join me in welcoming our final speaker, Isabella.
Today we have proved that if we march with passion in our hearts and the eagerness to fight for climate justice, we can combat the resistance and refusal for change. As the previous speakers have emphasized before me, we have 11 years to address the climate crisis. You understand the urgency behind this issue. I'm here to remind you that adults are failing us and we will fail our future too if we don't keep fighting. My name is Isabella Spitznagel. I am a 17-year-old from West High School, and I want to tell you a secret. The main goal of the strike was to get all of your attention. We cannot do this without you. We are living in a world that has disregarded climate change. The government needs to understand our urgency, and the only way we can do this is to raise our voices. We need to be clear. We are asking for real, effective change. Laws passed, programs funded. The focus needs to be on the environment. We demand change because even if all facts towards climate change are false, it's clear there's environmental injustice. The people and the earth need help regardless. I want this beautiful world I live in today to be the same beautiful world my great, 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 great grandkids will enjoy. We need clean air. We need clean water. We need the land preserved. We need no mines near the boundary waters. We the youth, we have power. We are stronger together, stronger when we unite, holding our hands together from schools across from Wisconsin, from Milwaukee to Baraboo to Green Bay to Appleton. We have all come together for this issue. Woo! So following today, show up on March 19th at the City Council to help pass the Green New Deal. Send a recording to the Mel Harmony Foundation to the fight with the power of music. Join the Madison Youth Climate Team with dozens of other passionate youth. Bring awareness to these issues. I don't know about you, but I am not the kind of person who can stand on the sideline and watch others decide my own fate. If we don't step on the front line, we will fail to stop this crisis. We can't go home and go back to our lives. This is not a one-time thing. So I'm asking you to scream from the highest peaks. We cannot back down after one strike. It sounds like a lot to ask, but is it really if our future depends on it? We cannot keep pretending that our current system is making a difference. It is not. We need to be scared. We need to be furious. Are you angry? Yeah! It's time we stand up. It's time we climb those mountains. It's time we summit those peaks. Because... One second. Because the older generations have failed us. There is a summit, let me tell you, but we need to start this climb. We needed to start this climb a long time ago. It's up to us powerful, passionate youth to show up day after day together. Together as we climb those mountains. Together as we march to the battlefront. Together. Because when we unite, we have power. And there is hope. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for screaming to the mountaintop with me. And I hope to see you next time. Before we go, let's please give a hand to our amazing MCs, Ella, Elsa, and Lily. I would also like to give a shout out to our principal partners, Mellow Harmony Foundation and Next Gen America. Also, make sure to check out the amazing people supporting amazing contacts, amazing causes at the tables below. When we disperse, we will be heading into the Capitol Rotunda to offer the chance for each of you to write why you are striking on sticky notes to decorate the Capitol. Thank you again for using your voices. We are the future.
All right, everyone. Before you go, we have a little action plan for everyone. So if everyone can pull up our social medias, there's a map of the Capitol. We're going to be occupying some offices here to show our legislators that we won't stand for an action. And as you walk in, there's going to be a table. We're going to lead chants screaming our house. Grab a post-it note on that table. Grab a pen and write why you're striking. And we'll stick it on those offices.
Again, there's a map of the Capitol with the offices that we're targeting on our Instagram. So pull that up. When we're in the offices, remember to keep cool. Remember to be respectful and remember to listen to the Capitol Police. Let's not go crazy.
Our Instagram is WI Climate Strike. Everyone should have time. Buses won't leave till 2:30. So if everyone can start marching inside, we're gonna lead some chants and occupy some offices.
Whose house?
Our house.
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 When I say people, you say power. People.
Power.
People.
Power.
When I say people, you say power. People.
Power.
People.
Power.
When I say people, you say power. People.
Power.
People.
Power.